Trouble on the Border, John Ferguson. The Scottish-born clergyman, playwright, and mystery writer John Alexander Ferguson, 1873 to 1952, was at one time ranked among the best writers of sensational mystery stories, along with Edgar Wallace, Gerald Fairley, and a handful of others. H. Douglas Thompson, in his Masters of Mystery, 1931, one of the tiny number of pre-war World War II critical works devoted to mystery fiction, describes him as one of the most delightful stylists in this genre, and forgives him for being more focused on thrills and excitement than pure detection. Having read two of the Reverend Ferguson's novels, it is clear that the bar for thrills and excitement was lower in the Golden Age between the World Wars than it is today. In The Dark Geraldine, 1921, Ferguson introduces Francis McNab, a likable policeman, but he is replaced by his son, also named Francis McNab, a private detective, as a series character soon after The Man in the Dark, 1928. In the non-mystery field, he wrote several plays, including a once-famous one-act play titled Campbell of Kilmore, 1921, which opened in Glasgow's Royalty Theatre, where a critic praised it as a new and significant type of Scottish drama. It is set in 1745 at the time of the Jacobite uprising and features Mary Stuart attempting to save her son. The BBC made a 30-minute film version of it that aired on January 2, 1939. Born in Callander, Perthshire, Ferguson's role as an Episcopal minister caused him to move frequently, including stays at Skye, the island of Guernsey, Dundee, Glasgow, and Fife. He lived in the oppressive Dunamarl Castle, where Macbeth murdered Macduff's wife and child. I have been unable to trace the original publication of this story. It was collected in My Best Spy Story, edited anonymously, London, Faber & Faber, 1938.